Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome to the first ever episode of Neuron Offline. We're going to be talking about brain rot and the effects it has on modern day and whatnot. I'm joined by a fellow brain rot enthusiast, Luke Curtis.
Pleasure to be here.
All right, pleasure too. First off, let's just kick this. We're finally doing it, first of all. We've been talking about this for a little while now. But let's just introduce what brain rot is, right? Because I'm pretty sure a lot of the older audience, anybody that just hasn't been on the internet too much, probably scratching their heads right now. What the hell is brain rot?
What is brain rot? They've never heard of this word before. Probably they have. Maybe their grandkids or even their kids have said, you know.
Probably their grandkids.
Hey, tra-la-leo, tra-la-la, tung-tung-tung-tung-tung suhoor. It's essentially just useless memes.
Useless memes?
Useless memes. How is this useful in any sense?
It's not really. If I were to describe it, it'd be just like modern day short form entertainment, if you know what I'm talking about. Right? Because me personally, whenever I get home from a long day of work at school and, best way to relax, just flop down into bed, pull out some Instagram reels, TikTok and whatnot, and just start doom scrolling, which is, you can easily get caught in that loop.
It's like, I'll just like 10 minutes. 10 more minutes, 10 more minutes, and then boom, 5 hours later, you're just stuck in bed.
5 hours later. And that's where the term brain rot actually comes from.
Yeah.
Because this sort of endless loop of scrolling really brings into the idea of, this whole screen time pandemic or epidemic that's been happening recently, in recent years especially.
Especially with the use of technology nowadays, where kids just have a smartphone at the age of like 7. It's crazy.
Exactly. Like a bunch of kids are going to be learning from this brain rot and taking it as influence, right? It stimulates their brains still. I actually want to be narrow in on more focused questions here. So I have a list of topics that I want to talk about.
All right. By the way.
First off, TikTok attention spans.
Oh.
Here's what I mean, right? We were talking about that short form content. Do you think we're forgetting how to think, really? And what I mean by that is because this short form content is sort of like reshaping our ability to focus, right? Because I feel like, especially for me in my case, my attention span has just gone way worse over the years.
Yeah, it's just dropped. And like a study from a university, I forgot which one, but they showed the attention span of the average person dropped by 12 seconds in 2 decades.
12 seconds?
12 seconds.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's crazy.
12 seconds.
I feel that, honestly. Because nowadays, you put me in front of like a long video, which doesn't get right to the point, but like almost immediately, well, dude, I'm not watching that.
And it's hard for these creators to actually get a hook on something like for like a 20-minute video when people won't even sit through like 10, 12 seconds of it.
Right, yeah, I get that. And that problem doesn't exist with short-form content.
No.
Because, it's literally short-form. You get like 25-second dopamine hits every single time you scroll down and it just keeps going, man. You keep hitting it.
Yeah. The dopamine hit is real. Every time you scroll, your brain resets again and resets again, and all that dopamine just comes rushing through your brain.
Yeah, it's a reconfiguration almost. It's almost like reprogramming our brains.
Which
does bring in the ethical concerns of, is that good for children? Which is actually a really good segue into our next topic.
Yeah.
Do you think there are harmful effects to this in any way at all? Like, just brain rot in general?
From what I've seen online and in person as well, inherently, there are a few issues to be addressed. But none of them are like major concerns. Like kids, they're just screaming brain rot. They're just having fun, Like it's just media relevance right now. It's gonna die soon. But I also want to bring attention to how are they gonna learn? How are they gonna grow up if they just keep having their minds sucked into modern media?
I mean, let's think about this. I consider you and I, we were both born in this newer generation, Gen Z, right?
Gen Z,
and we grew up on our own form of brain rot, even though we wouldn't like to admit it, because back then it wasn't called.
It wasn't called brain rot. It was just memes.
Yeah, exactly. Like you would think of Gangnam Style or something like that. If Gangnam Style was released nowadays, I'd say that would be considered
brain rot.
It would absolutely be brain rot.
But brain rot is such like a good, it's just a good form of entertainment for young kids now.
Absolutely. It's that sort of pipeline. Right, that we were talking about earlier, where kids just have easy access to this content, right? And
like iPad kids now.
iPad kids, exactly, man. They're able to go on YouTube and just instantly be able to find entertainment, which is a good thing, we have to admit. But we do also have to consider the connotation of that for long-term development and growth, right?
Right, like if I was a parent, I wouldn't let my kid have so much screen time, I think it can damage your eyes for sure. And that's why you and I
got glasses.
We both wear glasses. And yeah,
I was an iPad kid back in the day.
So I was a part-time iPad kid.
Part-time iPad kid.
I had to share one with my sister.
Oh, well, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah, I could not put that thing down when I was a kid.
It's addicting.
Absolutely. Sort of going back into like the content creation aspect of Brain Rot, though. We're kind of jumping around a little bit, yeah. But there's a lot to talk about because it's a very in-depth topic. And although Brain Rot does hold a negative connotation as in just rotting the brain, I do think that there's a lot to explore as in terms of ethical and moral responsibility for the creators that are making this brain rot. Because, I mean, over the past like couple months, have you seen those YouTube tutorials where it's like, how to get rich quick on YouTube Shorts?
Yeah, I have.
Do you think that overall this content is morally justifiable for the creator in the way that it's, is it lazy? Is it bad for the kid? Should they take responsibility?
Is it lazy to try to educate others?
Can we call it education, though?
I mean, if they're promoting something, it's not education. If they're promoting like a fake website, like, oh, I will teach you how to get $1 million in a month, that's not real.
Yeah, no, but I'm talking about, like, the guy who created Skibidi Toilet, right?
Right.
What effect has that had on children? I mean, you see kids nowadays literally pretending to be these Skibidi Toilet characters, and yeah. It's nuts, man. It's nuts. I don't remember.
All they're doing is just screaming it, you know? And, like, they're just so unhinged and undisciplined in the way they, like, they act. It's, like, it kind of reflects their parents as well. Like, their parents just allow them to do this.
Right.
Allow them to scream, to just because, like, a nuisance to people.
Basically. It's funny that you mentioned the parents, actually. Do you think it's more of the responsibility of the creator who's pushing out this content or the parents who are allowing them to access it?
The parents. The creator, he never knew this would blow up, right? He never knew this would go worldwide.
Nah, it was a passion project at first.
Yeah, he couldn't predict this. But the parents, it's the parents' responsibility to control what their child sees and to limit what they're exposed to, especially at such a young age.
That's true. And honestly, the person who created Skibidi Toilet, the worldwide phenomena that it is right now, he's making bags, man.
Yeah.
He's making crazy money. So, of course, if you've seen this, like, suddenly burst of passive income that just came out of nowhere with, what, literally hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of kids watching this content every single day, and each of that is, like, one.
He would want to make more.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, if I create something and then all of a sudden millions of dollars just pouring in, I want to do it again and again and again.
Especially nowadays, it's brain rot can actually be considered as a way to a valid career path in a way that's, well, hold on, there's a little bit of a leeway.
I would
there.
Say that term valid career path is very situational.
Valid career path?
You need, like.
Do you respect content creators?
I do.
Yeah.
But I think there are very few content creators who are original in a sense that they were first. They have their own ideas. They don't just copy off other content creators and get more views for it. And there are many content creators who do that nowadays.
Right.
I don't want to name anyone, but there's so many people who just copy left and right. Like that Russian Mr. Beast copy.
That Russian Mr. Beast guy? Yeah, I remember that.
Stole the thumbnail, stole everything. You just faked it.
That was ridiculous. It's kind of... Honestly, I kind of respect it at the same time. Obviously, it's a copy.
Yeah.
But he's doing what he can because he knows it'll make money.
Yeah, exactly. And he, like, from his point of view, he just wants to make money as well. You know, everyone just wants to make money and live comfortably. I can't blame him for trying to do something like that, you know. But at the same time, you can't just copy and paste it and just make it into a different language without people recognizing it.
Yeah, it's almost like the creativity overall has dropped over the years. And I understand that because... this ties back into the whole brain rot and how doom scrolling easily affects our generation and how we can easily get caught into that whole media pipeline or whatever. But just being able to, like, produce this content is super easily as well. Because, I mean, you've seen how many reposts there are of literally just, like, these memes.
Yeah, and some people just straight out just take other people's content and they just put it on their own channel.
And they still make money on it.
Yeah,
it's insane. It's honestly a free money glitch. It does exist.
And if they're like a smaller channel, they can't really do much about it. You know, they can't file a lawsuit or anything. Like these big creators, yeah, they can do that, but they don't want to.
Well, I mean, there are things as far as like copyright laws go and whatnot.
But copyright laws don't really protect everyone at the same time.
Yeah, there's no claim to brain rot, especially.
And if you watermark your videos, that's a great way to protect yourself.
There's a funny story, actually. Recently, I've seen this guy on YouTube Shorts, or was it Instagram Reels? I don't know. He literally takes other people's content, right? He puts his face in the bottom of the screen. It's a pre-recorded video, by the way. He doesn't even react. He just, like, smiles a little bit, hey, pulls a little thumbs up. and he just reposts a person's video with his face in the corner, and then he gets a million views every single reel.
So minimal effort.
Yeah,
just taking other people's content, pre-recording your own face, and just posting it online.
Yeah,
gets money.
I think that is the essence of brain rot itself, yeah. To be honest with you. Like, just lazy content creation in a way that's banking off popular modern-day trends.
Just leeching off other people's, like, work, too. It's not fair.
It's really not. And it's not fair to the children, either. Because, I mean...
They don't know any better. They don't know, like, oh, this guy did all these, you know?
They might not know any better right now. But let's think 5 years into the future. What kind of implication is this going to have on their mentality? Because, I mean... Even nowadays, we can see how language has evolved, right? Because we all agree. People that were born 20 years ago, they have very different slang and lingo compared to us, right? Do you think that the same thing will happen?
In the future?
Because media is changing constantly now, mm-hmm. right? We're going to get updated slang. That's just inevitable. So do you think that that's a bad thing, essentially, or should we...
I mean, that's not a bad thing. I mean, like, slang nowadays, it's just like, it's not even harmful. You know, but if it does become harmful, like if we're creating new like harmful words, then yeah, then that'd be pretty bad.
Or harmful words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like slurs.
I don't know if Skibbity Rizzler is that a harmful word? Do you think?
No, but like, right now I think it's fine. It's fine.
It's fine right now.
Yeah.
I think you're only saying that because we're born in this generation though, and because we've been like indoctrinated into it.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
I'm like sick of it when some people just says, oh. Let me tax some of that. Let me just take it. Just take it. Don't say tax.
For a split second, I thought you said thick of it. And that's why brain rot's bad, folks. Yeah. It changes the way you see the world. You don't want that brain rot affecting you, trust me. No, it's not good. But we have to admit that years from now, this has been a pretty popular topic in psychology even now, right? Which is the effect of modern-day media. And even over the course of time, this way that we pass information, it's moving by so unbelievably quickly. Like, if you think about it, memes from, like, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, right? That's, like, prehistoric.
Yeah, they seem pretty old.
It's ancient.
No one remembers it.
No, yeah. Can you name one meme back that was popular back in 2016?
2016?
All I can think about is...
Like Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go?
Yeah.
What even happened to that Pokemon Go kid? You remember?
Oh, yeah.
That one popular song.
Pokemon.
He just disappeared.
He's dead.
Yeah, he might as well be.
He's a college degree right now.
He's in college.
Probably is.
He just disappeared, bro. And that's the crazy thing, because people forget these current day trends so quickly.
It's the attention span. Think about it.
You think it's related to the attention span?
Yeah. Like, if you talk about everything, and then all of a sudden it just slowly disappears, you're going to forget about it.
Right. Do you think
it's going to fizzle out and die?
I got a question though. Do you think that way of sort of like how quickly media progresses and develops, do you think it's like positive development at all? Or do you think that you prefer ways where like things stick around for a little while, you know?
I like it when things stick around because it's not just like, oh, let me move on right away. Like, it's changing too fast. And I think when it's changing too fast, people just don't get a full understanding of what it could do.
Right.
Right? And like some people might find it funny, some might just might not. You know, that's humor subjective.
I'm trying to think of the last like big thing that stuck around for a long time. And my mind is drawing a blank besides like Among Us back in the day.
Among Us.
You know what I mean? Among Us was crazy. That was when the whole pandemic period, which I kind of want to talk about, because I think that's when brain rot got especially bad.
I think we should say that for the next episode as well.
That should be good. Yeah. That's a good topic for the next episode. It's brain rot.
That's a great starter.
The history of brain rot. All right. Yeah, sure. Let's save it.
It's great.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to the first episode of Neuron Offline. This has been Luke Cordes and Jesse Scores, and we'll see you in the next episode.
See ya.